Hi everyone, Rowan Gillette here with another episode of This Is Tokyo. Today we have something a little unusual. For your next vacation in Japan, skip that hotel, skip the Airbnb, forget catching your next train or plane by traveling around the country in a van. A van to go anywhere and do anything. Complete freedom for your next trip. And you can do it very easily through Road Trip Japan. Yuka Kambara and her husband have a van that you can hire for very reasonable prices. So just pick it up in Tokyo and then you are free to go wherever you want and do whatever you want. Sounds good? I think it does. So let's join Yuka now over Skype to find out more about it. Yuka, are you there?
Yes. Hi, Ron.
Yeah, how are you?
Good. And you?
I'm very good. Okay, let's get started. Mm-hmm. So please tell us a little bit about yourself.
I'm Yuka Kambara, mm-hmm. and I grew up in a prefecture called Saitama, located next to Tokyo.
Yep.
Now I live in Tokyo for about 6 years, and I run a business that rents camper vans to visitors.
Oh, excellent. And that's what we want to talk about today.
Mm.
Yep. So I think the majority of people are overseas. When they think of Tokyo, they think of Shibuya, Shinjuku, cosplay, animation, and especially food. But mm-hmm. I doubt many people associate camping with Japan.
Mm. Only because that's the way things look. Mm-hmm. Tourists can easily obtain information on anime or the subculture of Shibuya.
Right.
But there's not much information on renting cars, mm-hmm. going road trips, and camping. Mm-hmm. I'm sure there are lots of tourists who are interested. I myself feel that road trips are the best way to explore. That's why we want to be pioneers in this industry.
Okay. So why do you think road trips are the best way to explore Japan?
You can stop anywhere. Mm-hmm. And like you can go on a trip with your room.
Right. You can take everything with you.
Yes, yes. And the train cannot bring you the real Japan, I think.
Right. Yeah, very, very true.
Yep.
In the Kanto Tokyo area, where is famous for camping?
Camping grounds is Kanto. That's so many. Mm-hmm. It's hard to choose, but some famous ones include Doshi in Yamanashi Prefecture and Fumotopara Camping Grounds, located at the base of Mount Fuji.
Right.
Doshi is located in a forest on a mountain, which mm-hmm. means the rivers have clean water.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
How far is that from Tokyo?
3 hours, about 3 hours.
Right, so it's not too far.
Yeah.
And the roads are very, the roads are good and it's very easy to get to.
Yeah, we can get freeway, but after we can enjoy local roads, you know.
Okay. but local roads are still in very good condition, is that right?
Yes, beautiful. Beautiful and good condition because, you know, this is Japan.
Okay, good. Yeah. And Yuka, why did you decide to start this business?
A few years ago, I decided that my mission was to allow visitors staying in Japan to enjoy each day more than they enjoyed the previous day. Mm-hmm. And also, I've been teaching Japanese to foreigners for about 5 years now.
Okay, great.
And my mission led me to work that job as well.
Okay, excellent. And with your business, with the camper van business, mm-hmm. do you run it by yourself?
No, I run it with my husband. And mm-hmm. My husband has been working in the automobile industry for over 15 years.
Okay.
And he has experience with car sales, repairs, and even rentals. Mm-hmm. Also, I used to be employed at Nissan as a mechanic.
Okay, great. Something unusual.
Mm.
Okay, yeah. Excellent. And can you tell us about what kind of vehicle you rent out?
The vehicle is Nissan's Vanette van.
Mm-hmm.
The camper van used for road trip Japan was made by my husband and I. We emphasize the warmth given off by wood and the Japanese-ness.
Okay, great.
The roof and even the bed are all made of wood.
Mm-hmm.
The mattress cover has a very serene, traditional Japanese pattern.
Okay, and the two of you made everything together by yourselves?
Yeah.
Oh, excellent. Great. And can you keep food inside the vehicle?
In our van, there is no sub-battery, so there is no refrigerator.
Okay.
However, there is a large portable battery, so anything from smartphone, laptops can be charged.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a cooler box in the van, so you can put ice in it and use it as needed.
Mm-hmm.
And Japan has a lot of convenience stores that operate 24 hours a day,
mm-hmm.
where you can buy anything from ice, food, and drinks.
Right.
And the prices are low as well.
Right. The price is very reasonable.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
And many restaurants are open till late, so there is no need to store food for several days in Japan, I think.
Okay, excellent. Good. And to rent the vehicle,
mm-hmm.
what does the customer need to provide? What kind of documents?
Mm. If you have a valid driver's license from France, mm-hmm. Germany, Switzerland, Taiwan,
right.
Belgium, right. Monaco, or Slovenia,
mm-hmm.
all you have to do is send us the photo on your license and we'll prepare an official translation of the driver's license for you.
Mm-hmm.
And guests from other countries require either a Japanese driver's license or an international driving license.
Okay. So, but a international driver's license, that's very easy to obtain from their home country, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but there are some little bit rule,
mm-hmm.
have to get based on the Geneva Road Convention. So if you are unsure, just email us and we'll get right back to you.
Right, you can send them all the rules they need to know.
Yes.
Okay, but nothing's very difficult, right?
Yeah.
Okay, good. And if a person were to rent the vehicle from you for a week, about how much would it cost?
It really does depend on the person, but mm-hmm. let me give some information on gas prices and toll fees first. Is it okay?
Yeah, go ahead, please.
So freeways allow cars to reach their destination in a much shorter time, but using it costs money.
Right.
One of the merits of using the local roads is the ability to observe sceneries that mm-hmm. can't be experienced on the freeway.
Mm-hmm.
So as well as the ability to stop by small stores on the country road.
Yep.
The cost of using the freeway also depends on where the destination is located.
Okay.
As a general guideline, customers going from Tokyo to Shikoku
mm-hmm.
and back to Tokyo on a 14-day road trip spend about 20,000 yen at the tolls.
Okay.
On the other hand, there were customers who went on a round trip to Nara from mm-hmm. Tokyo and spent 5,000 yen at the tolls.
Oh, that sounds very reasonable.
Yeah.
And to give our listeners a bit of an idea, from mm-hmm. Tokyo to Nara, how many kilometers is that, roughly?
How many kilometers? Oh,
do you have
I didn't calculate. 700 kilometers?
Right, that sounds about right.
800?
Yep.
Sorry.
Right. Yeah, that's okay. So that's a very reasonable price.
Mm.
Right. Okay. And when people come to Japan, where can they pick up your vehicle and where do they return it?
You can pick up and return the van from the Nippori and Asakusa area for mm-hmm. free.
Right.
For a separate fee, you can pick up and return the van at other places like Narita Airport.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. And
okay. And how can people get more information about the vans and about your company? Are you on the internet somewhere?
Yes, of course. Mm-hmm. Just take a look at roadtripjapan.com
and
contact us from there if you have any questions. Also, we have Instagram. Mm-hmm. Please find Road Trip Japan.
Okay. And are you on Facebook?
Yes. Right. Road Trip Japan.
Okay, excellent. And of course, all of those links will be available in the show notes below.
Yes.
Okay. Yuka, it's been wonderful talking to you.
Oh, thank you so much.
Okay, and I really hope people will be able to use your service and have some great times in Japan and, of course, Tokyo and the local areas.
Yes, I hope so too.
Okay, thanks again.
Thank you. Okay.
Goodbye. That was Yuka Kambara from Road Trip Japan. I think taking a van around this country would be a real adventure for many people. If you want to find out more, just to send her an email through her website. And the links to her Facebook page and Instagram account are in the show notes below. And as always, many thanks to you, the listener, for being here. Until next time, goodbye.